Welcome to Tech Talk Tuesday with journalist Jens van Rensburg from Bandwidth Blog. And great to have you in studio with us again,
Jens. Thank you.
Gee, I am getting a little bit overwhelmed by how much AI is infiltrating our world. And now you tell me that there's a completely new product for us to look forward to.
Yeah, so just the other day, OpenAI of ChatGPT fame, of course, launched Sora, which is their not text generation, not image generation. It is their video generation tool, completely kind of formed around AI, and it creates essentially up to 60-second videos from scratch. So you don't need to give it like a sample video or a couple of images. You just paint the picture with words, and it creates these videos. It is amazing how far OpenAI have come with this technology. And the scary part is the technology is never going to be worse than it is right now. It's just going to get better.
It's only going to get better, as you say. That's incredible. So basically, for those listeners that are a little bit unsure of how this is done, is it going out and sourcing footage that's already been loaded up into the web space, so to speak, and then it pulls that? How does it create a video that looks realistic?
So for these AI tools to work, they need a lot of training data. And for video, obviously, it's way more complex than creating images. And we've been doing that for a couple of years now quite easily. But with a video, they obviously have a huge pool of video files and images, I would say, in conjunction, sitting on their training models. And effectively, what the AI is doing is pulling apart frame by frame each one of these videos. So we're talking, you know, hours and millions of hours of footage to be able to train this AI. And it essentially looks at every single frame, sees how the one frame to the next frame changes, you know, that's effectively movement. And then it stitches all of these things together. And the results, the early results are amazing for a V1 of this product.
So, Gina, who's this going to affect the most initially, do you think? Creative directors, industry?
Yeah, it's a little bit scary, I think, for that industry. So for creatives that, you know, have a story to tell and know how to tell a story well, I don't think it's going to be a huge issue. But think more of stock footage, you know, B-roll, things like that, that is used in ads, that's used in, you know, short films, that's used in shorter pieces of content. I think a lot of those people are very worried at this point, because just from the demos that we've seen from Sora, it looks absolutely legit. I mean, if you type in create a shot over a coast with the water splashing against the rocks and there's a lighthouse and the light is turning, it created this video in a matter of seconds, and
it's not pixelated, it's not in, it's it not looks pixelated. Real
it looks real
it's the not water animated.
The water yeah no the water looks real, splashing against the rocks, you can see birds flying over. And so now you can imagine that person that would need to do that shot in real life, you know, you would have to have a drone operator. You would have to have a crew that can look after the film. Like, all of these things can be done by the AI now, and it's I think it's fascinating.
So Sora is the product. Is it for sale or is it free? How do we get our hands on it?
Well, it's not going to be for free, unfortunately. It's going to be a subscription model, effectively. Okay. So very much like GPT-4, which is the pro version of ChatGPT. So it's the same company, OpenAI, and you're going to subscribe to it. It's in beta testing at the moment, so only a couple of people have their hands on it, but it will launch before the middle of the year, they've said, to the public.
Well, I'm glad the attention is on that, because I said video would kill the radio star, but now it sounds like Sora will kill the video star.
It looks like it. I mean, it's fascinating how quickly this AI space is moving, and who knows what happens in 6 months. We might be talking about something completely different, but for now, it's amazing to see this technology.
Well, I'm looking forward to talking to you next week about something completely different. Jens van Rensburg from Bandwidth Blog, thank you for your time today, sir.
Thank you.